Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24 tonight. We do appreciate the Lord. For the sake of time tonight, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I want to go back to verse 31. Start at 31, and then we'll just try to mind the Lord this evening. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 24, verse 31, and the Bible said, "And he said, Come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded the camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there were set meat before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, Speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord hath blessed my servant greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, Preadventure, the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred of my father's house. That then shalt thou be clear from this thy oath when thou comest to my kindred. And if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from thine oath. And I came this day to the well and said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way, which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say unto her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water in thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head. I worshiped the Lord. I blessed the Lord of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now if you would deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, and I will, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath said. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard these words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. And he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, and he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. He rose up in the morning. He said, Send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel, inquire of her. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and Abraham's servants and his men, and they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah rose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well of Lahori-Roi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide. He lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, She lighted off the candle, for she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her as Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. See, a very familiar story here tonight. And if you go back to the beginning, you know that Sarah died, and Abraham comes to his servant, and he said, "I want you to go out. I want you to get a bride for my son, but I don't want to. I don't want you to get him a Canaanite bride in the land in which we dwell. I want you to go to my people, and I want you to bring a bride from there." And he said, "I want you to promise me that you'll do this. I want you to swear to me." And he said, "Well, okay, I'll go. But what if she won't come? What if I go out there and there's not anybody out there that wants to come with me?" He said, "Well, if they won't come, then you're released from your promise." Amen. But he said, "I want you to go." And so the servant loads up and he goes. You know the story. And as he goes and he gets down there with his servants and his camels, and he pulls up to the well, and he's there at the well, and he prays to God in his heart, and he begins to lay things out. You begin to see what takes place. We see the servant. Now we see them, this man, the servant, as a type of the Holy Spirit, and we know that Isaac is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we know that Abraham the Father is a type of God the Father. Amen. We know that. Praise God from our Bible studies, and we see as this begins to play out, and God Almighty, we see this servant, which type of the Holy Spirit, and you see the responsibility that he has. Amen. He's been made a promise to the Father. He's been made a promise to God, and he's going to go out, and he's going to do his best to go out into the world, praise God, and he's going to call out a bride for the son. I want to say the Holy Spirit, Brother Bill, is still doing that today. He's doing his best to try to woo and encourage you, praise God, and folks and other folks to come out of this world and become a bride of Christ. Amen. And so we see the responsibility of this servant. And we realize the Bible tells us not only is they responsible, but he sends him out with all the resources needed to make it happen. Amen. He loads him up, praise God, and sends the Father loads him up. He sends him out with everything that he'd have, amen, to show us how much the Father loves us. There's nothing lacking when it comes to God. There's nothing that he can't do. There's nothing too hard for him. Praise God, he has everything. He owns it all. And if there's anything, praise God, that's lacking, he's got it. And all you got to do is ask him and believe it in faith, and God's able to supply that need. Amen. Now, God don't always give us everything we want, but he supplies the need. Amen. He said he'd never see the righteous forsaken or his seed or begging bread. I'm glad for that, ain't you? Amen. Praise his name. I can look around here and I don't think any of us have starved much. Amen. Praise God. There's always a bean on the table. Amen. And a cake in the saucer. Praise the Lord. I know. We laid in there today. We eat lunch, and boy, we just stopped just short of gluttony. Amen. Amen. Say, oh me, oh my. Amen. But then there was a big old chocolate cake, a triple chocolate, and we about had enough, but we had to have one more little bite. Amen. Praise God. God done provided it. He done put it there in the refrigerator, brand new, and hadn't never been cut. Glory, hallelujah. I'm talking about what God's able to do. He'll never leave you wanting. Praise God. He'll give you what you need, and he'll supply you wants also. He'll give you just a little bit of that sweetness from the portals of glory, where you'll have to know that it comes from God. It's the nectar of heaven. Praise the Lord. It just speaks to your heart, and he just stuffs so good. It's just overflowing from the portals of glory, and it just poured out on us. Amen. So we see the servant, we see his responsibility, and we see the provision of the Father. And then we see when the servant gets there at the well and he's praying. And he's praying and said, Lord, said, if you'll prosper my way and you'll just bless Father Abraham, praise God, my master. He said, the first damsel will come, that virgin that'll come to the well. He said, I want you to make her to be that one that I'm looking for. And if it's her, he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask her to give me a little drink of her water. And when she gives me a little drink, I want her not only to water me, but to water the camels also. He was putting his list out there for God. Amen. Praise God. But that servant, that man, praise God, the master servant, he knew that God Almighty was able to do all things and there was nothing possible to him. He said, praise God, we'll just go ahead and get this thing nailed down. We'll just get it settled now. Amen. That before he got the words out of his mouth, amen, before he got it said in his heart, here comes Rebecca with her water jug on her shoulder. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's got good timing, don't he? Never been late. Amen. And so we see her pulled out. And I want to preach just a few minutes here, if God help me, on this thought, the persuaded, the preserved, and the presented. Amen. The persuaded, the preserved, and the presented. As we look at this tonight and we see this happening for them, and we see the story we read or hearing, Rebecca comes to the well with her water pot, and she fills it up, and she turns to go, and the servant says to her, Abraham's servant, he said, ma'am, he said, if you would, just give me just a little drink of your water. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said she let down her water pot, gave him drink, and she said, not only you, you just get all you want. He said, I'm going to water the camels too. And the Bible said the servant, at the top of the Holy Ghost, said, boy, he just began to praise and worship God. I believe he had him a spell. I believe Rebecca probably thought, boy, this old fellow's really appreciative of me watering him and his camels. Amen. Right, ain't you glad for people that's willing to be mindful to help somebody out? Amen. So we see her as she begins to water the camels. Amen. She pours them out, and he realizes that this is the one that the Lord has made his way prosperous. Amen. I won't say the Holy Ghost of God, can't do a whole lot without the Lord God of heaven. And the Lord God of heaven, because he is the Spirit of God, that third person of the Trinity. And God sends him on a mission, praise God. And God provides for him everything that he'll need. And he goes with a persuasive attitude. Because the Holy Spirit of God wants to persuade you and he wants to persuade me. That's the Holy Spirit's ministry. It's a ministry of persuasion. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? So we see this as they pull up out of the house. And Laban and Bethuel, they pull up there to the house, and Bethuel, and they pull up there, and they begin to they take the camels, they unload them, and they give them feed and then provender for them, and they put them in the place where they would be, probably on the other side of the house in a different room. I mean, that's just the way they did it. They had the rooms was divided, and they'd have the stable would be usually just joining right close to the house. And they took the camels, they put in there, and they brought the man of God, they brought the servant, and they brought him in there. And they said, hey, look, we've got you all settled in. Your camels is good. They fed and watered. And said, look here, we've got you something to eat. Just sit down and dine. But the servant said, I'll not do that. He said, I come with a purpose. Amen. I want you to hear what I got to say. He said, there was set before him me, verse 33. But he said, I will not eat till I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. And he lays it out here what he's come for. He said, I come. He said, my master sent me to get a bride for his son. And so I've come to see if I can get a bride for the son. Glory, hallelujah. And he said, hey, listen. He said, all right. He said, we can see this. Now this plays out and we can see this moving scene. You pray for us tonight. I want you to see this. And so they're there in the house and this thing's playing out before us and we can see it sitting out. And it's the Spirit, the man, he comes in there, top of the Holy Spirit, and he comes with the persuasion. And he said, I need you to be straight up with me. He said, are you going to let her go or are you not? I said, is this where it needs to be? Or do I need to go to the right hand or the left? Or do I need to go a different direction? Amen. Praise the Lord. the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It calls for a choice tonight. Amen. It calls for a choice. We have to make a choice. A moving scene. We see this taking place in the house. We see the home, praise God, the home of Rebecca. And we see the Spirit of God moving through that home. And it's trying to get them to make a choice. You and I have to make a choice tonight. Every one of us have to make a choice tonight. It's whether we're going to choose the Lord Jesus Christ or not. It calls for a choice. That persuasion calls for a choice. Amen. Can you see it? The event here is they said, well, you know what? She's going to have to leave. Will she be willing to leave her family or not? Amen. You know, the Bible says that we grow up, mom and daddy, that is that household, that's that home. And said, when we grow up, then we leave our mother and father and we cleave, we find a husband, we find a wife, and we cleave to them and we become that household. Amen. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way God designed it to be. Amen. And so he's asking them here, are you willing to do that? Amen. Are you willing to accompany the servant, praise God? Are you willing to go with him through the wilderness back to where he come from? Go through places that you've never been before. Are you willing to go through the wilderness, praise God, the places that you've never known before? Are you willing to go? Amen. There's a lot of places in our Christian life that we've never been before. A lot of places that we've never thought about before. But God will take us some places if we'll let Him. Praise God, that's glorious to His name. And He's promised, amen, that if we accompany the servant, praise God, through the wilderness, He'll bring us out on the other side. Amen. But He said, are you willing to go and become a bride to a man that you've never seen? Amen. Are you willing to go and become a bride to a person that you've never seen? Amen. You say, well, preacher, don't know him. I won't say we do know him by the volume of the book. It's written of him. But it's a lot of question. We see this scene playing out in Rebecca's house, and the servant, the persuader is there, and he's persuading here. He said, are you willing to go? That's what he was asked. That's the question. He said, it was easy for Laban to say, oh, yeah. It was easy for Bethuel to say, oh, yeah, you send her on. But it was come down to Rebecca. She's the one that had to ultimately make that choice. Amen. It's an individual choice that she had to make. Is she willing to go through the wilderness? Is she willing to go with this man? Is she willing to go, praise God, and be the bride of someone she's never seen? We make that same choice when we choose the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And then we choose to go through this wilderness called life. We choose to follow after to serve the Holy Spirit of God as He takes us on this journey. We choose to do those things, praise God, to go to get us to a husband, praise God, that we've never got to meet. Amen. We'll get there in a minute. Amen. We've never met him. We've never saw him. So the question comes down. It's a choice we have to make. Are you willing to trust the servant? Because he sent from the master, and the master said, praise God, I want you to come and be the wife of my son. Amen. Praise God. Pretty prestigious assignment, wouldn't you say? But it's a personal question. Amen. It's a personal question. That is the call of the gospel. That's what the gospel does. The gospel is a call unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see three things in this call. We see a great choice that has to be made. We see the book of in Joshua chapter 24. Joshua said this. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Joshua made a choice. But if he didn't say we might. He said, as for me and my house, to the best of my ability, as a spiritual leader in my home, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to do what's right. We're going to bring glory and honor to God. Amen. We see Paul on the road to Damascus. He had to make a choice, a great choice. He had letters in his hand, persecution on his mind, praise God, bitterness in his heart, and the Holy Ghost of God stopped him on the road to Damascus, blinded him by the marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And he said, Lord, who art thou? He said, I'm Jesus that thou persecutest. Why is it hard for you to kick against the pricks? Amen. Paul went out of there, praise God. He made a choice. He went up there and sat on Straight Street for 3 days. Praise God, had a nice come up there, took the blinders off. And glory, hallelujah, Paul said, I'm going to go with God. I'm going to love the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to go with the Son. Praise God, He's made all the difference. I believe when old Paul come out of there, praise God, and was baptized, all that old bitterness and hate, that all revenge and hatefulness, praise God, it just went away. Ain't it amazing how God changes you? A little bit of persuasion makes a difference when the great persuader comes along, praise God. Amen. So we have a great choice that we have to make. Not only do we have to make a great choice, but we have to realize a great cost. What will it cost you to make that choice? To a preacher, it won't cost me nothing. It will cost you something. Bible says if we're going to build, we need to consider the cost. Luke chapter, in the book of Luke. He said, lest we have to start building and aren't able to finish. We have to consider the cost. It may cost you some friends. Amen. To choose the Lord. Amen. It may cost you some relations. Some of the old boys you used to run around with. Amen. You thought they was your friends. But they weren't your friends. They was those that would use you and abuse you, and when they got tired of you, they'd kick you off to the curb. They would sacrifice you for themselves. Say, preacher, I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I would. I've been there and done that. I've had friends, and I've knew people that had friends. Let them get to a place they don't have what they need, and they couldn't find them with a search warrant. Knew an old boy one time had a car, an old Chevelle, and he'd rip and tear around it, and them old boys would drink, and he'd buy the beer for them, and they'd go out and drink and tear up. But when his car got down, he worked. And when his car got broke down, them old boys wouldn't even haul him to work. Amen. Some friends they were. Called me one day, he said, hey, can you take me to work? I just asked, I said, where's them friends you have? He just hung his head. I said, tell you where they're at, they're down somewhere else. They're not your friends. I said, they're just using you for what they can get. And they encourage you to drink and party and tear your car up. And when it's tore up, they'll forsake you. That's what the devil does. He just takes you as far away as he can and he'll leave you deserted. Desolate of anybody. The cost will be great. Amen. When we choose the Lord Jesus Christ, there'll be a cost, a great cost. Say goodbye to family. Say goodbye to friends. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And it's all for a love unseen. That's why it's such a hard choice. You know, it would make a difference if the Lord calls, the Holy Spirit called us, and the Lord done like He did to Paul on the road to Damascus. He just showed up in a brilliant light and said, here I am. Can you see me? Amen. He said, wow, that's the Lord. Amen. And the buddies get to say, well, come on, let's go down to the beer joint. Say, no, I'm going with Him. Amen. But He's the light. And you boys ain't nothing but darkness. I'm going to go with the light. But it don't work that way. We have to go sight unseen. Amen. We don't see Him, praise God, but we know Him. He speaks to us in our heart through the Word of God, the precious Word of God that speaks, because He is the Word of God. Amen. He speaks to our hearts and we begin to hear. And the cost is great, but it's a cost of just knowing Him, just going after loving someone that we've never seen and pursuing Him, going after Him. Not only is it a great choice and a great cost, but it's a great consequence. Amen. A great consequence that we have. See, because the Bible teaches here that when we get the Lord, when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and we get the Father, we get great benefits and we get great blessings from the Lord. Amen. Rebecca may not knew it at the time, but God was speaking to her heart about the great benefits, praise God, and the blessings that she had received. You may not know it, but Rebecca became the mother of Esau and Jacob. She was basically the mother of Israel. Did you ever think of it that way? Amen. She was basically the mother of Israel. She was going to go be the bride, the wife of Isaac. Amen. So the benefits she chooses, the great benefits that she would see, the consequences of her choice was the benefits and the blessings that was down the road. We may not see them right now, but they're there. Treasures laid up in heaven, guarded by God the Father for me and you, that one day we can be partakers in them for God's glory. Amen. That's what He does. That's how He preserves us. And how He's willing to share with us as His people. And she was able to partake of all the possessions of her husband. All the possessions that Isaac had become hers. Amen. And we can see it speak out as we see God begin to. So we see this great persuasion in Rebekah. And it's a great persuader that persuades her to make the right choices. Amen. But then we see the preservation of the servant, praise God. Amen. We see the persuasion. And now he says here in verse 49 that it requires a clear decision. Amen. Persuasion of the Holy Spirit, the persuasion of the servant, amen, it requires a clear decision. Well, maybe I'll go with God, or maybe I'll accept a lot of people's maybe in themselves to death. We have to just decide, amen, you know what? I'm just going to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I'm just going to go by what He says. I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to become as much like Him as I can because He was a perfect man, and I want to be perfect. Amen. You say, preacher, yeah, that's crazy. Ain't nobody perfect. No, but we can work at it. The Bible says we strive for perfection. I mean, we work at being perfect. You say, how do we do it? By being like Jesus. Amen. By loving one another. By helping one another. By encouraging one another. By up and lifting the name of the Lord. By magnifying the God of heaven, praise God, that folks can see Christ and Him alive and well. So we see that the persuasion takes place, and then we see the preservation as they begin a journey. They head out and they head back to the valley where Abraham was living, and back to Isaac. And as the guide takes them back, and God loves His children, and He furnishes everything He needs, and the Holy Spirit is a minister, and that's all along the way, and He leads those, praise God, that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, that have chose the Lord Jesus Christ, and He leads them in a path of righteousness for God's for His name's sake. Praise God, He takes them through the wilderness, and He takes them on the journey, and He takes them safely, praise God. You don't have to worry. He won't leave you out there. He won't lose you out there. Praise God. He won't quit loving you out there. We may try to go this way or that way, but He'll lovingly pull you back to Himself. He'll cut you off. He'll put up a stop sign along the way, and He'll say, stop, don't go there. Let me show you. God Almighty loves you. The Master loves you. He cares for you. We got to get you saved because there's a prize over there, and the sons are looking for His bride. And He needs you, praise God. He wants you and He loves you. And He's told me, He sent me to comfort you and to show you how the best way is to get you home. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today's a good way, a way of finding out. But along the road, in the journey, sometimes things begin to get discouraging. Seems like the journey begins to get long. Amen. Sometimes dissuasion comes along and persuasion tries to draw you in different directions. But that servant, the Holy Ghost, as that comforter, He begins to comfort you. And He'd tell Rebecca on those days that was hard and seemed harsh. He said, when the rain was a blowing and the wind was a blowing and the hail was a falling and the enemy was attacking. Praise God, he'd circle the camels and he'd pull Rebecca in there. He said, it's going to be all right. He said, don't pay no attention to that. Don't look out there, Tad. Don't even notice that. Let me just tell you something, Rebecca. There's one over there named Isaac and he loves you and he's a looking working for you and what we're going to do to the best of our ability. And we have all the ability from the Father and all the power from the Father and all the resources from the Father. And we're going to bring you through this no matter what happens. And we're going to bring you to Him. He's looking for you to be His wife, Rebecca. And we're not going to let nothing happen to you. We're going to make sure. I'm going to make sure that I get you there. Amen. Thank God for being a bride of Christ. Praise the Lord. We've got to promise the Holy Ghost said He'd get us there. Amen. He'll bring us through the journey. He'll bring us through, praise God, all the things that we face, the obstacles ahead, the things in the road. Glory, hallelujah. And all the servant told her was how good Isaac was. Amen. How good he was, a promise, how excited he'd be when she got there. Said, I can just see him now, sitting over there by the Master. Amen. At the right hand of the Father. Amen. Just anxious. Because he knows what the Father's done. He knows the Father sent out the servant. And he knows the Father promised him a bride. And he knows the Father don't break his promises. Praise God. So the Father's going to make sure when he goes out, he's going to come back with what he went after. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the persuasion. And we see the preservation. As he encourages Rebecca, telling her about the good things of God. He leads her in the right way. He leads her in a safe way. Amen. He leads her in a bright way. I want to say tonight, young and listen, the way of the Lord is a bright way. Hey, they seem dismal and dark, but I tell you, just like I told you this morning, pray God, every morning that sun comes up and it's just as bright and brilliant as it's always been. They may be clouds, praise God. They may be overcast, but I want to say somewhere the sun's a shining. Amen. Praise God. We just believe that and believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is still in control. And the servant, as they went and they went along this journey, the servant never stopped talking about the Son. Amen. He never will. The servant will continue to talk about the Son. Look over at John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 13. Verse 12, the Lord says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I that He shall take of Mine and shall show it unto you. Amen. He said all that the Holy Spirit says, all that the man says, all that the servant says was about the Son. And praise the Lord. So Rebecca on her journey started out to go to a place that she did not know. Got to go, started out to be the wife of somebody she had never met. But as she goes along the way on the journey, as she's learning more and more and more. Ain't that what happens in Christianity? Ain't that what happens in our Christian life? As we go along, we learn more and more about our Savior. And boy, he goes from down here to way up here. Amen, glory. And before you know it, we get to looking up to Him and say, glory, hallelujah, He's mine. Amen. And I'm His. He loved me, praise God. And so he tells her all about the Father, all about the Son never quits. And then he tells her about the wealth of the Father. He told him in verse 35. He said, Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great. And He hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my wife, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. And watch this. And unto him hath he given all that he hath. Amen. He said, hey, listen. And the master, He loves His Son. And He's give Him everything He has. Rebecca, this man that you're going to go marry, he owns it all. Amen. He owns 1,000 hills and the camels that roam upon them. Listen, you know, hey, there's nothing here. This is all borrowed. Everything that we have, everything that we see, it just borrowed for a little while. And then we go out of here, praise God, to be with the Lord. So we see that that Rebecca was persuaded. She made a correct choice. She chose to go with the servant. She chose to go to be a wife to a husband that she had never seen, had never met. And as she's going along the journey, we see the preservation that the servant brings her through everything they face. And the servant's continually telling her about the Son. Amen. If we'll just listen, the Holy Spirit will speak to us about the Son. He'll give us all the information we know to know Him. And he never stopped telling her about Isaac. She never stopped telling her about the Son and the goodness and the mercy of God. But then we see the presentation. The Bible says as they're coming and it's the evening tide, and as they're coming to meet Isaac, Isaac's out. The Bible said he's in verse 63. Said Isaac went out to meditate in the field, and at eventide he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. Whew. Glory, hallelujah. It's camel coming day. Amen. Can you imagine? I believe the Father's been a-talking to the Son. He said, Son, you know where the servant's gone. He said, yeah, but Father, I've heard that he's going to bring me a bride. He's going to choose out for me. Amen. For your glory. He said, that's right. And so I've got word back that the persuader was able to persuade. And they've been making a journey. Amen. The church, youngins, is making a journey now. We've been persuaded. I believe everybody in here has been persuaded. I believe everybody here been here has been saved. And we're on a journey now. We're headed. Praise God. And I believe we're getting so close. I believe somebody's done whispered to the Son and said, the camels are coming. Amen. Because the Bible said he was out in the field, he was meditating. And eventide, he lifted up his eyes. Somebody said, the camels are coming. Oh, Isaac rose up, and Rebekah, the Bible said, and Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. Glory, hallelujah. Can you picture it? The servant's been telling her the whole journey about the Son. He's been telling him about Isaac. He's been telling him about how great this young man is and how much he loves her and how much you care for her and how much he has and how much he wants to give her and what he wants to be to her. When she seen him, she lighted off that camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? See, she had done ask if she was up on that camel, and she said, hey, who is that fella? The servant said, that's the master. That's Isaac. That's the Son. Amen. The Bible said she lighted off of that camel. She slid down off that camel. She took that veil, the custom of the women, and she veiled her face. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Covered herself up. He couldn't see her. Although the Bible tells that Rebecca was radiant to look at. She was a beautiful woman. Boy, I'm about to have me a spell. But I want to tell you, Isaac had already seen her. Because he wasn't looking for the outside. But he was looking for the inside. I want to say the Savior, Brother Jeff's already seen us. And He ain't a-looking at the outside. He's a-looking at the inside. Amen. And when them camels come up there, praise God, He saw her light all that thing, that veil around her. Glory, hallelujah. And the servant pulls up there to Him. Can you see this? And the Bible said, and the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. He said, sir, He said, I went down to her like he told me to. And I persuaded her, and she was easy to persuade. There was something in her, praise God, that gave in. There was something her was ready and willing to receive what we had to offer. Said, will you go? And she said, I will go. You know, the three easiest things in the world that we could do tonight is just look up into heaven, glory God, and say, Lord said, will you go with me? And we just look up and say, I will go. You know how pleasing that could be to the Lord if we would just say, Lord, I'm willing to go. That's what He's looking for. He's looking for a willing heart. He said, she done what I asked her, praise God. She was loving, she was caring. She said, you won't find nobody better than her. Boy, she's been perfect in the journey. She listened, she learned, she knows more about you. I told her all about you. Amen. So now she's here. Amen. And so here we see the camels is coming. We see she's been persuaded, she's been protected, preserved, and now she's being presented. I'll tell you, youngins, we were persuaded to become Lord Jesus Christ. We're being preserved for His glory. And one day in a little while, we're going to be presented unto the Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God is going to say, here, and one day the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us in Psalms 24, that one day He's going to march in and He's going to present us before the Father. He said, this is the bride. These are the ones that we've chosen. But these are the ones that chosen us. I'm glad I chose the Lord, ain't you?